Groucho Marx said, I wouldn't want to belong to a club that would have me as a member in it. And that is the definition of Good Friday. That is a human day, a strictly human day. It belongs to us and nobody else. It's the day of sin, the day of sadness, the day of death. A day like any other day. A day where the good guy loses and the bad guys win. But Easter is a different day altogether. Easter is not like any other day in the year. Easter is not like any other event in the universe. It is strictly God's day. The day of life out of death. The day of bodily resurrection into a new reality and a new existence, the likes of which we can only get glimpses of in this life when we live as Jesus lived. Not only is the resurrection the greatest story that has ever been told, it is the only real story there is to believe in. It even makes sense on all levels. Something greater than myself, something greater than you, must exist out there to create all the beauty that we see. Something must exist that created this life out of nothingness. Something bigger than myself has to be in charge. Something like forever must be possible. And finally, life and all of it is a story. And we get to choose the story that we want to follow. We get to write our own stories if we so choose, or follow those that have been written for us. The only question today for us is this: does any other story cover existence better than the Christian story? Is there a better story for us as human beings to hold on to? The Christian claim is that God came down to human level, lived in human flesh, and then came up again, pulling all of humanity with himself. In Adam, we all die to sin, and in Christ, we'll all be raised to new life, Paul says. The alternative to that story would be a story that after death, there is nothingness. That would be the other choice, that when you die, it's all over. Unless you like that alternative, and I can't stand it, it makes no sense to me to believe in nothingness. It's not even logical. So I turn to the Christian view of reality, because without the resurrection, how do you get to hope? How do you get to hope? How can you possibly save yourself from yourself? Much less against the principalities and the powers that rule over this world. The real question today isn't what are we to make of Christ's resurrection. The question is, what does this story make out of us? What does this story do for us? You must either accept or reject the story, C.S. Lewis says. I agree. There is a choice. There is a choice. Yes, no. Faith, doubt. What Jesus says to us and does for us, no other teacher in the history of this world has said or done. No other teacher ever said these things. Other teachers, like Aristotle, said, you can figure out the truth through experience and reason. This is the way you ought to live your life. But Jesus says, no, no, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Jesus says, no person can reach absolute reality except through me. Try to save your own life, and guess what? You will lose it. Give yourself away, and guess what? You will save your life. He says, if you are ashamed of me, when you hear the call to discipleship and you turn the other way, I also will look the other way when I come again. If anything is keeping you from God or from me, Jesus says, whatever it is, throw it away. If it's your eye, pluck it out. If it is your hand, cut it off. If you put yourself first, you're going to automatically go to the end of the line. Come to me, everybody. Everybody who is carrying a heavy load, and I will make it easy to bear. I will make it right. I will set everything back to its place as God intended it. Your sins, the worst ones you can think of, all of them are wiped out They are wiped clean. I can do that. You cannot do that. I am life, Jesus says. And finally, do not be afraid. I have overcome this world. Do not be afraid, Mary. Do not be afraid, the disciple who didn't have a name and ran into the tomb. Do not be afraid. Something radically new has just awoken in the universe. This is what Easter is all about. This is the singular issue that God lifted human life out of certain and inevitable death. And forgiveness is the key that builds this bridge between the gap between death and life. If you want to experience God's kingdom, if you want to experience heaven on earth, get that glimpse before you finally take your last terminal breath, then forgive one another your sins. Let people off the hook. Give them mercy. And you will see a transformation take place, the likes of which can transform not just your life, not just the life of this community, but the entire world. That is the main message for Easter. God has played the trump card on death. Amen.
Silence until you come and see.